Did an enemy just become an ally? It's Area 45. The fellas are out tonight. They were in for the drive earlier today. So I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee filling in this evening with you as well. 713-572-4610 to text or call the show. 713-572-4610. Did a hated rival suddenly become a friend of ours?
Uh-oh.
They had the Fanatics Fest, whatever the heck that thing was this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of clips have come out from that thing.
Yeah, because they had everything going on. It was just like a bunch of stuff thrown in a convention.
Everything.
And CJ Stroud spoke there. I'm sure you've heard the audio here on this station throughout the week. You might have already heard this too, but Peyton Manning was one of the speakers, and he was asked about CJ Stroud. Here's what Peyton Manning had to say about Stroud after those struggles a year ago from the Texans quarterback.
And CJ, I always talk about how hard it is as a rookie to play. CJ kind of goes, obviously it's not that hard because he dominated as a rookie. And what does that do? That gives defenses more film to look at to know what they have to do to try to stop him in his second year, right? As a rookie year, you know, they don't know what you're going to do. But guess who gets to figure out what defenses are doing? CJ does by watching film this season, go, oh, this is what they're trying to do to me. Watch me counter this with this type of play. So, you know, everybody wants to judge right away. Oh, great rookie year, second year. By the way, he went to the playoffs in his second year. It was 22. Let's be careful saying it was a down year, okay? I didn't win a playoff game till my sixth year, right? And so he's 2 for 2, and that's all he's trying to do is give the Texans a chance. He's got a great leader. You have a new coordinator as well. But with D'Amico leading the charge, right, there's going to be tremendous, you know, accountability and, you know, talent and just leadership every single year. So there's my ESPN2 analysis.
I actually like it, obviously, because he's saying glowing things about Stroud. But I think Peyton's good when he talks football.
He's magnificent.
Yeah.
He
knows the position, of course. It's funny because we were talking about Stroud last Friday when you and I were in for the drive.
Yeah.
And you mentioned young Peyton Manning in the comparison to Stroud. And now here's Peyton talking about, hey, Stroud, I mean, look at the way my career started compared to what Stroud's doing.
He must have been listening. That's right. To us last week.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Peyton. Big fan. We know you're listening.
Thank you, sir.
And, you're welcome for the thought, Peyton, to give you something to talk about this past weekend at the Fanatics Fest.
That's what we do.
It is what we do.
Thought-provoking.
But it is true when you put it in that context and you hear it from Peyton. Obviously, we know about his struggles early on. He was not good in the playoffs. He had a lot more questions early on. And maybe it's something we lose sight of, the fact that Stroud has won 10 games and a playoff game each of his first two seasons. Not a lot of quarterbacks can say that, and that's just, even though it didn't look the same last year, just still to be able to pull that off and have the poise and the leadership to be able to win as many games as he has already, it is pretty impressive.
I mean, Peyton said it all right there, and if you really want to be real about it, his first season, they were 3-13.
Yeah.
They were not good. I mean, you look at CJ, like you just said, first 2 years of his career, they win 10 games in each season. He wins a playoff game in each of his first two playoff, years in the National Football League. Maybe we should slow down a little bit on the criticism, right? Like, he needs time to develop. Now, again, we talked about this earlier. Last year wasn't all on CJ either. You can't put everything on him, whether it be Bobby Slowick, offensive line, not blocking for him, whatever it may be, finding another target outside of Nico Collins. After Tank Dell, went down later in the season. So many things that factored into last season, but now gets another chance this year to improve on that, to get back on, like I like to say, get back on track to where we saw him after year one, right? That, I think that's what people are looking for. If we can get back on track to how we looked at CJ after his rookie year, all this other talk will go away. And that probably means they're going to be winning games more often than not in 2025. That's what I think, that points to. So, yeah, I'm right there with what Peyton Manning is saying. I endorse it.
Yeah, if Stroud could get back to some sort of form that we saw his rookie year, yeah, I'm with you. I think we forget all the conversation. I think the glass half empty people will say, like, yeah, but like you mentioned earlier, he had a great first year with Slowick. Let's see what he does here too, and Nick Kelly.
Yeah.
But I've always been a Stroud supporter, defender, in the sense of You know, I do think he's certainly still the guy. Like, we can't write him. Last year was, I would say, a step back, but
a little bit, yeah.
But you know, you don't throw him out with the bathwater, whatever that expression
don't
is.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah,
isn't that how it goes?
Yeah. Which, what's the? I always love the origin of these expressions.
I don't know the origin of that one.
Was that like before we had drains and they would have to empty the bathtub?
I would think so.
They would have to throw the water out afterwards?
Don't throw the baby out with the... I'm sure there were some babies thrown out, unfortunately, with the bathwater. Oh, unfortunately. That does sound miserable. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
Also, what are you doing as a parent? Like,
you're throwing your babies out with the bathwater. How dare you?
How much whiskey did you have or whatever? You don't even realize.
Oh, there's probably getting
Oh,
plastered.
Wait, there was a baby in that bucket? Oh, man.
We'll just make another one.
Yeah, that's right. All right, now we only have 8 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Which also, by the way, that's why baths are disgusting, because you're just like laying in your own filth.
You're stewing in your own juices. Yeah.
So
literally.
Back then, if they had to literally empty the bath, like you get out of the bath and you're like, all right, got to empty this out now. And that's gross, too. You're scooping out the water with your own filth in there, dumping it out.
You got to take a shower first and then relax in the bathtub. Got to take it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Even that, I know. Like, I know people, you know, that want, they like to take a bath. My significant other, and she cleans the whole bath. Like, that defeats the whole purpose. She cleans the whole bath first before you get in there, because otherwise you're just laying on a nasty bathtub.
That's how you do it.
But then that defeats the purpose. Like, I want to take a relaxing bath. Oh, but first I have to scrub the whole bathtub before I can actually relax. It seems ridiculous. I just want to relax.
You just want to relax.
Yeah.
You're not a bath guy.
No, not a bath guy. Not since I was like 6 years old or whatever. Not since I was putting Sesame Street bubbles in there with me. Those things were delicious, too. They smelled so good.
They were delicious. Were you eating the
bubbles? No, but they smelled so good. I wanted to eat them.
Come on, Luke.
You make a little bubble beard, and you're like, oh, this stuff smells so good.
A bubble beard.
Yeah, it smells so good.
Well, that's how you got your beard to grow in,
that's
huh?
Right.
Yeah, and later on. Right.
I was like, I can't wait till I have a real beard. And in the meantime, yeah. I put
You're lucky. Bubbles. Some people never get that real beard.
Yeah, I know.
It's tough for some folks.
Took me a little while.
I shaved mine off recently, but you know.
Yeah?
It'll grow back.
I can't shave mine off. I have like a baby face, so that's why I've been clean shaven like only 2 or 3 times in the last, I don't know, 8 years, and I think I look weird.
Oh, see, I don't get rid of everything. I got to keep at least a little goatee here. I can't get rid of everything.
I don't think I could pull off a goatee.
I just think it looks too weird for me to not have any facial hair. It looks too weird to me.
I'm with you.
To me. Yeah. I just, no.
Same with me. That's kind of just modern society. Everyone now has facial hair.
Feels like.